In the summer of the battle, to the woodlands of his fathers, went the son of Mighty Eagle, Nyanganawe. For an omen sat he waiting, looking outward o'er the valley, crying loud so God could hear him, bring salvation to the red man. It has been 70 winters since. Still he sits, still he waits. The iron-fisted white man holds a blight upon the land, a scourge upon its people. No more the buffalo, too few the deer. Never again may a warrior count coop or hold his head high. Lord of all he can see as far as the rim of the world. With his terrible devices, the might of evil thoughts and the demon Adam together, the white man soars through the air, burrows in the ground, makes the bountiful earth as hard, unyielding stone. Still, he cannot live in peace, no without fear. The young buck taunts the old man as he carries on his vigil. The white man throws him leavings from his overburdened table. Still he waits, alone in silence, looking starward for a message. Retribution in the contrails for the murder of his people. We would do well to be like him. Heed the warnings of the spirits. Put aside our toys of thunder, for Nyanganawe, the sky, is